The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Do you ever feel that you're just kind of out of touch? No, not with reality. I don't think I ever feel out of touch with reality. But I often feel out of touch with the world, the society, the culture that we live in today. Things that are really, really, really important to me just aren't that important with most of the world around me. And the things that just don't matter to me are of utmost importance to much of the world around me. And I would assume that if you are a follower of Christ, you probably feel that way sometimes too. Today is one of those days. The President of the United States gave a major address at the United Nations today on religious freedom and liberty. Absolutely historic. Like him, hate him, or somewhere in between, President Donald Trump gave one of the strongest speeches advocating for religious freedom, not just for Christians, but all religions, not just in America, but around the world. It was truly, genuinely historic. And it was powerful. It was powerful. But I double dog dare you to find it covered in any of the news media. This was an historic event. President of the United States speaks at the United Nations, and nobody's covering it. I've got CNN up right now. Let's see. CNN.com. Schumer calls for hearings and subpoena. The Senate Democratic leader turns up pressure on Republicans, asking for an investigation of the White House, blah, 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 blah. Analysis. Trump admitted everything you need to know. Jack Tapper. What if Obama had done this? Blah, 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 blah. Greta Thunberg tells the United Nations, you have stolen my dreams and my childhood. About one-third of the entire top half of CNN.com right now is about this 16-year-old girl who went before the United Nations, screamed, yelled, hollered, had a hissy fit temper tantrum in front of the United Nations. But there's nothing about Donald Trump speaking on religious liberty. Nothing. Not one single word. Historic speech, first of its kind, and not a word. And then I go over to Fox. Let me pull up Fox. Let me see here. Let's see. Here's Fox here. Headline, less than meets the eye. Whistleblower had no direct knowledge of Trump call. GOP claims Ukraine story is unraveling. So you got CNN saying, this Ukraine thing, he's going to be impeached. Hey, okay. And then Fox, well, there's nothing to it. It's unraveling and so forth. Okay, let me scroll down on Fox to see if there's anything about Trump and the United Nations and religious liberty. U.S. soldier plotted to bomb news network. Nope. Sarah Silverman blasts angry left, cancer culture. Diehard Tanner left with cancerous hole in her face. Country star was hitting dangerous speeds and deadly crash. Oh, my goodness, I'm not even going to read that. Antonio Brown enrolls at Central Michigan University. Ken Burns, country music, Demi Moore's, Tommy Queens actress, Disneyland Paris visitor goes missing. Beto O'Rourke, high school football player. Ilhan Omar, Boeing to pay $50 million towards families of fatal flight victims. Nope. I can't find a word. At Fox, either. Not a word. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Now, whereas on CNN, one of the top stories, this is Greta Thunberg, there's not a mention of her on Fox. But since I brought her up, I've got an audio clip of this Greta Thunberg. Now, who in the world is Greta Thunberg? She's 16 years old. She is the daughter of millionaires in Sweden. Is it Sweden or Switzerland? Sweden. Her mother is a famous opera singer. Her dad is a famous actor in Sweden. Her grandfather is a famous actor and director in Sweden. She was born into privilege. She was born into wealth. She has had a privileged childhood so far. She sailed solo across the Atlantic. She sailed from Plymouth, UK, Britain, to New York in a 60-foot, multi-million-dollar racing yacht equipped with solar panels and underwater turbines. Yeah. So, she is from very wealthy family. She has lived a privileged childhood. But when she was 8 years old, she got involved in climate change. And her parents said that she has forced her own parents to make lifestyle changes, like they no longer eat meat. And that's going to save the world. But here is what the mainstream media, CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, all of them have just fallen in love with this 16-year-old climate activist. I want you to listen to her part of her speech before the United Nations. Now, again, you're about to hear a 16-year-old girl born into a wealthy home, a privileged life. She has had everything she could ever want and more. And here is what she said at the United Nations today.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words, and yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Alrighty then. You have stolen my dreams. You have stolen my childhood. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars spent in outfitting her yacht, 60-foot racing yacht, so that she could go across the Atlantic Ocean, from a wealthy family. She's had everything she has wanted. And entire ecosystems are vanishing. Like which ones? We're facing mass extinction. Like where? What? And did you hear the applause, the wild applause? So get this as I'm going into the break. The President of the United States speaks passionately at the United Nations about hundreds of thousands, millions of people who are being persecuted for their faith. Hundreds of thousands of Christians that are being put to death simply because they are followers of Jesus and own or possess a Bible. And there is no news attention at all, even from Fox News. A 16-year-old girl who has no clue what in the world she's talking about screams, yells, shouts at the United Nations, and she is now the darling of the climate change activist community. We're living in an inside-out, upside-down world. We really are. Greta Thunberg, the heroine now of the ecology, the environmental movement. It is just an insane world that we are living in. All right, quick break.
This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, during that commercial break, I don't know whether you heard the commercial for J. Vernon McGee's program. But what a reminder of the staying power of the Word of God. J. Vernon McGee and his Bible bus has been around for so long. Dr. McGee's been dead for at least 20 years. At least. Hey, by the way, I was talking about Ernest Angley earlier. I said I was going to look up his age. Well, I didn't need to. One of our listeners sent me an email. He's 98. Ernest Angley is 98. Well, anyway, J. Vernon McGee, I grew up listening to J. Vernon McGee on WJER, KGER, talking Los Angeles, KGER in Long Beach, California. I grew up, my parents always had Christian radio on around the house, and J. Vernon McGee, he was pastor of the Church of the Open Door up in Los Angeles, and started his radio ministry, I don't know, at least more than 50 years ago. And he came up with this idea of the Bible bus, getting through the entire Bible, Genesis to Revelation, in 5 years. It was unique, unusual. I don't know that anyone else had done it on radio. And now that has been going, and he has been dead now for years. And yet, his radio broadcast is one of the most popular broadcasts on Christian radio today. His down-home, homespun stories, illustrations, his quirky accent. But he doesn't hold back. He doesn't mince words. He tells the truth. He simply shares in his homespun way the riches of God's word. It's fascinating how some of these men, Adrian Rogers has been dead now a long time, and his radio program continues. I'm trying to think of some of the others. There were several others. But my point is, J. Vernon McGee never used any high tech. He was low tech. He just shared the Word of God, and he loved God, and God blessed it. And God is still blessing it. Power of God's word. the power of God's word and how it continues and continues and continues to bear fruit year after year, generation after generation, century after century. My favorite preacher of all time, C.H. Spurgeon, the great pastor from London, England in the mid-1800s. He's still my favorite preacher, my favorite pastor. His sermons are still incredibly popular. And every day, without exception, every day I see people on Facebook posting quotes from C.H. Spurgeon. And he died in 1870s, I think. The late 1870s, early 1880s. He'd been dead a long time. And yet his sermons, his books continue to be used of God. And every time I see one of his quotes on Facebook, I'm just amazed at the wisdom that God gave that man. Matthew Henry, the Matthew Henry commentary. After, over 400 years, the Matthew Henry commentary is still one of the most popular Bible commentaries out there, and it's hundreds of years old. Adam Clark, hundreds of years old. We sometimes get caught up in the temporary, when we should be caught up in the eternal. And as I said at the very beginning of this segment, we sometimes get involved in things that have no importance whatsoever. None whatsoever. We put our time, our effort, our attention, our enthusiasm, our money, our resources in things that 10 years from now, 50 years from now, will mean absolutely nothing. When we should be involved in the things that are eternal. Let's not forget what our real priorities should be. Investing in people's lives, sharing God's word, pouring ourselves and God's word into other people. I got a Facebook message today from a young man from Moldova. I was speaking at a youth camp years ago. He accepted Christ as Savior, came to the United States, got married. He and his wife live out in California now. And he wanted to introduce me to his pastor. And he thanked me for preaching the Word of God at a little camp in the country of Moldova years ago. And he is now here in America, living for God, serving God. Folks, invest your life and your resources into things that matter and in people's souls which are eternal.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.